Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz.
Today, I'm ready this time.
Thank God. As you can see, we have our whole costume situation set up. Like we promised.
Yes.
We are ready to give you our movie reviews.
We have mood lighting. We have coughs and phlegm.
We have coughs and phlegm. I am still on the way back from not being sick anymore.
Yes. Everybody just kind of came back from being really ill. It was ugly. It's so weird. I feel like, is this the second time we've done a podcast and we've been like, yeah, we got the plague.
Except for, you know what, though? This plague didn't kick us off our ass for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We were so productive during this.
Yeah. It was rough, though.
But yeah, no, I didn't realize how sick I was until, like, I wasn't not sick anymore. Like, once I started feeling better and was, like, back up to health, I was like, damn, I was really fucked up. Like, I was messed up.
Yeah, no, it hit me when I was with my little brother and I was like, oh, no, I'm sick.
Yeah, I had to miss, like, a day of work and I just started my job, so that's how you know it's bad.
It just kind of sucks. I promise I'm not that person, but damn, I walked in here and got ill.
But other than that, let me see. Tay, what happened? What else, other than us getting sick, what's new with you?
I mean, like I said last episode, got a new job at Liberty Mutual. I am stoked. I've been there now for, this is week 3.
Four. You want to know how I know? You want to know how I know? Because we started on a payroll week, and then a week after, the week after that was a non-payroll week, and last week was a payroll week.
So you guys just got HR 101.
So, like, that was 3 whole weeks, and we're in the beginning of our 4th week.
Anyway, so now that we've had a complete discussion on whether or not it's my 3rd or 4th week of work, because it doesn't matter.
Because we started at the same time.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm really enjoying the job. Yeah, I don't really have much else going on.
For me, I would say same work.
Yeah.
But I did go to, we had a bachelorette party for my girlfriend, Emily. Congratulations to you and True. I wish you guys a lot of time of happiness. Congrats. You guys have been, they're high school sweethearts. We've been together since like sophomore year, and it's kind of beautiful that they're together and that, quite frankly, taken this long for them to get fucking married. Like, come on, guys.
Damn.
But yeah, we had a bachelorette party over the weekend. We had brunch with her parents. That was such a fun time. We did a pole fitness class. I'm hooked. I had so much fun. I haven't had that much fun in a minute. I think I'm definitely probably going to start taking classes. Like, I just have to. With all this free time that I have.
Right, I was like, where?
Yeah, and then we went and had dinner at Aqua, which, for those of you who aren't local to Seattle, or honestly, even for those of you who are local to Seattle and are, like, normal people, you've probably not heard of this place. Because it's fucking expensive. Like, you don't even order meals. You order, like, the main dish, and then you, like, order sides separately. And, like, the cheapest solo entree, I think, was, like, $48. And, like, the highest one that I saw on there was, like, $125, $130. And that's just for the, like I said, just for, like, the main part, yeah. I got the filet. It was so good. Brussels sprouts were on fire. They were so good. And then they had mushrooms, which I don't think I expected the mushrooms that they were. I wish I could tell you what kind they were. They weren't shiitake. I just wanted to say shiitake.
I'm fucking dead. So, mushroom, I know.
But it was really good. That was really good. Worth the money for sure. And then we just continued to get drunk and went back to the Airbnb. Played all those fun wedding games, and we sucked on penis straws all night, and had like
went in my book
cock fights. Yeah, it was a really good time. But that's that. That's our recap for the week. It's funny when we actually see you guys from week to week. There's not much to like update you guys.
Yeah,
on.
Not much is happening week nights a week. I'm honestly just trying to, like, understand my job and, like, transition into that. But I'm trying to, like, do a couple of new things. It's just, like, time. I'm not trying to rush myself on any of this shit.
Yeah, I feel that 100%.
Yeah, well.
I think what's next is going to be an icebreaker.
Yeah, because I'm feeling pretty weak tonight, you guys.
Well, let's see. Because it's the spooky season, it's October, I think the categories, or the icebreaker that we're going to do is categories.
Woo, woo.
And it should be scary movies.
And I'm not ready for this.
Now that I think about it, shit, I'm not either. Okay, we got this. Because we did this with female rappers. Remember? Okay. We were like, I don't know if I could do it. And then we did it.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Okay.
Trick or treat.
Scream.
Cabin Fever.
Scream 2.
How did I know?
I was going to go 3 and 4.
Friday the 13th.
Amityville Horror.
Saw.
In the Tall Grass.
Hostel.
The Conjuring.
The Remain.
Hostel 2.
Saw 2.
Dang it, Saw 1.
I just said that! That was the first one!
I feel like I won that one. When you I did. Said Scream 2.
No, yeah, you did pretty good. You did pretty good. What you said? Alright, let's start this over. Ready?
Kidding! We have a guess, you guys.
She always is in here photobombing and shit. Can you come on with that?
Video bombing.
She just wants to be a part of it all. Categories begin. Wait, you go because you won.
Okay. We're still doing scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Insidious.
Halloween.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Carrie.
Pet Cemetery.
Rosemary's Baby.
It.
Fuck.
Child's Play.
Damn! The Shining. Alright.
Yeah.
That's trash. I'm irritated.
And I don't even watch scary movies.
I know, y'all. Girl, good job! You love that shit.
I just basically called out everything I'm scared of.
Right, I was like, if we talked about movies that I was scared of, I would have said, I Am Legend. I don't like that movie. It really does fuck with
me. It is, like, it's an actual thriller.
Yeah. And it's something that I feel like really could happen. Like, the fact that you have a cure for cancer, or so you thought, and then you give everybody this cure for cancer, and then, oh no, wait, just kidding, you're mutating, and now you're, like, vampire-type zombie things.
Vampire, skinless.
Yeah. Like, they can't go in the sun or sleep burnt. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. I had nightmares. I'm just gonna, I don't think I ever want to be the only person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And to have to shoot your dog. Mm.
While singing Bob Marley to him.
That was the saddest part of the movie. I'm kind of crying a little bit.
can't. We I got, know. We got good makeup on.
This makeup is just.
We can't do it. All right. Anyways, as we digress, Shantae, why don't you take us into our
Song of the Week? Aye, 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 aye. I wish we.
I don't know.
I wish that we had a song to get us into Song of the Week. Like, da 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 da, Song of the Week.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
That's a song.
That's a song already.
Ooh, baby.
Babe!
Something like that.
We're so original.
Okay, so my song of the week, obviously, I went with Summer Walker's Over It, because I was talking about it in the last episode, how it was dropping, and guess what? It dropped with a bang, because the shit is fire. Honestly, I'm biased, you can say that, yeah. But the album is good through and through. It's kind of one of those ones, I can just throw it on and listen to it. Without skipping. And for me, that's kind of a big deal. Like, yeah, usually I only like about 5 songs on an album. And this is true here. Like, there's 5 that I'm, like, fucking with hard. but also this whole album slaps. So yeah. You should check it out.
You know, just get songs on the album.
I even do that with Beyonce.
True, there's a few Beyonce. Well, we're not gonna talk about that because she can't know that. But
yeah, but like I get it.
Daddy listen.
I just don't like it. You know? But my fave songs on the album, and the mood it gives me. I just have to break it down for you guys because if you're gonna go listen to it and maybe you're like, where should I start? Here are my faves. Let me influence you. So of course Playing Games is awesome. She has a extended version that features Bryson Teller on it. And honestly, we could have left Bryson off because he's not adding anything to the song. Like, I'm no hate. I love Bryson. We both came from the 502, you know, 502 come up.
I know that.
But he just didn't add anything to the song that wasn't already there. He basically came on and did a bunch of ooh ahs and
ooh ahs.
And then left.
That's Bryson for you, though.
And I was like, okay. And then the next song I really like is Come Through because she sampled Usher's I Wanna.
I love you Make Me Wanna.
You Make Me Wanna. My bad, y'all. And as I'm listening to it, I'm like, okay, this is already like genius. And then I hear Usher
actually on it.
And I was like, you guys are freaking genius. How are you gonna sample Usher with Usher on it? That's legendary. That was genius.
I love that song for that reason.
It's really nostalgic. The next one is Fun Girl, and honestly, I just decided this week, and this is my favorite. This is my favorite song because I think it perfectly categorizes me. It's actually kind of a sad song in my eyes, but like also hits hella close to home. I like Me. It's a little ghetto, you know. I like, and then right after Me is my favorite song, Like It, and it's just hella sexy. If you have a Boom Boom Room playlist, put this shit on it.
Ooh, Like It. I don't know about this.
And stretch you out too. Put that one on there if you have one. There's a ton. I love them all. I also love I'll Kill You featuring Janae. I said this last time that I probably would, and no lies were told. And so that's my album review or album of the week, Jazzy Jazz.
Now mine, they're gonna be a little less on the traditional side and a little more on the spooky side.
Since it is spooky season and we are in costume, you guys guessed what we are yet?
Yeah. Are we still figuring that out?
We ain't gonna tell you yet.
So I don't know if the movie is out yet, but they are remaking The Addams Family.
Thank you.
So yeah, there's all this new music coming out surrounding it, and I'm pretty excited about it because it's not like your usual corny soundtrack like songs. They're pretty cool hit songs. Mm-hmm. Like the one that there's actually two that I'm going to be talking about. The first one is called Family or My Family, and it's got Migos in it. It's got Karol G in it. It's got Snoop Dogg in it. And
we
can't seem to find them. And we believe it's produced by Rock. I think that's their producers. I'm hoping that Rock Mafia is producers. But yeah, they're also on the track. But it is a bop. The Migos came through and gave it their classic,
skirt.
Yeah, like, okay. I don't know. It's just basically saying, like, you know, you don't want to mess with me because if you're messing with me, then you're messing with my family. You know, it's got some singing in it. Karol G comes through with her vocals. They throw a little loco mix in there, you know, like,
yeah.
It's a bop.
There's some Spanglish.
Yeah, I can't help but dance, honestly, when I hear it, you know. But I think one of the main things that I appreciated is that they did keep it true to the original, like, Addams Family sound, like that theme, that they have that throughout it, and then they just throw trap in it. Like it's a trap beat.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Shantae was saying, the song, it credits Snoop Dogg, but we have a really hard time hearing him in it. Like, with the Migos, you know it's Migos. But, like, other than that, we can't hear Snoop. And we don't know if he's singing in it. There's a certain part.
He's definitely not rapping.
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain part in it where it's, like, it sounds like it might be Snoop, but we really can't tell. But yeah, no, check it out solely for that. Like, I want you to really listen to it. But like I said, it's a bop. It's family friendly. Play it for your kids. Your grandma will love it. Your auntie will love it. Your Sunday school teacher will love it. Well, actually, no, because they probably don't like anything that's not considered holy. But everybody's going to love it.
I'm dead.
And then my second music song of the week is going to be Music Song of the Week.
Music Song of the Week.
My song of the week is going to be Haunted Heart by Christina Aguilera. So again, it's another song from the Addams Family soundtrack. And this one is more on, like, I don't know if it's supposed to be sultry sexy because it is like a kid's theme, but like, it really gives me that. I mean, it's Christina Aguilera.
That's what I was gonna say.
She has that voice, that thing about her, that sex appeal, where it makes almost anything that she sings sexy.
Yeah.
But this one, it's reminiscent of Omarion's Icebox. She's saying that, you know, my heart is a haunted house. There's no windows. There's no doors. Like, once you're in, there's no getting out. Like, you're in this shit, and she's a man eater. Like, I'm gonna chew you up. To spit you out, it's that shit. Yeah,
I wasn't listening to the words.
Yeah, no, listen to it. But it also gives me like an old jazzy vibe. Like, yeah. There's this part the way that they record it, even it sounds, it gives it that older vibe. Mm-hmm. And there's this part where she like does this like like, and I love it. She makes it sound sexy. Like, I obviously don't. I sound like Simple Jack. But I don't want to get roasted for that.
In this episode, it's Jasmine's turn. Love it.
Anyways, those are my two music songs of the week. Haunted Heart, if you want to get sexy with it. And My Family, if you want to get crunk with the fam.
And so, going on with the theme of spooky season and Halloween, we're getting into our spooky season movie review series.
Well, we have to say it like that
every
single
time. I feel like it was perfect, too.
What was it?
Spooky season movie review series.
We're there.
That's it. So, we're getting right into that. So, we've kind of been watching scary movies ever since October 1 hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also taken some recommendations from our followers and whatnot on social. So, this week we decided to review two movies with essentially the exact same plot.
Which, it's not until after we watch them that we realize that, like,
however,
they're pretty much the same.
It's a very common theme, you know, haunted houses.
Oh, actually, now that I'm thinking about it and remembering the two, there's one big difference here. But we'll keep going.
But we're going to get into it.
We'll get there.
So we're going to be reviewing a movie called The Remains, which is on Hulu.
Yes. And at least that's where we watched it.
The Conjuring.
Which is available almost anywhere. But I think we watched it on Hulu.
Yes. So we're going to kick it off with The Remains. Because honestly, it's the movie that, like, I want to get out of the way.
Yeah, it was the least overwhelming.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, I still jumped.
Jasmine? Oh my god. That was probably the most noteworthy thing of that movie. Was how much she jumped.
It's just, they did a really good job at, like, the movie. So the acting was trash.
Subpar.
The little girl, at some points, she she kind of scared me. She was pretty good. But the acting overall was kind of trash.
There was a whole scene where the kids were trying not to crack up.
Yes! Yes! And I made us rewind it and watch it, because, like, it wasn't even that funny. Like, they were eating dinner or some shit. I don't fucking know. Somebody said something, I guess, funny.
Like, slightly funny.
Slightly funny. And you can tell that both the kids are, like, eating, trying not to,
they're
like,
just, like, stuffing
bust
their
out laughing.
So yeah. But, yeah, so The Remains is essentially a movie about a house that is haunted by its previous owners.
Well, the items are haunted.
Yes. But I'm pretty sure it's the whole house.
No, because it was the items, like, once they got the items, then they got into them, that's when it became a problem.
Hence, The Remains. But, so there were things left behind from the previous owners that were haunted. This new family moves in. And I just want to say right there, like, I had so many questions when they moved into this house, like, was there no background check? Was there no back check made? And the realtor, now
she was shady as fuck.
She knew what was going on, and he kept asking. He was like, is there anything I should know about this?
Yeah, and she's like, no.
No, nothing at all. Everybody was low-key being shady, because even his neighbor was lying to him.
She said, what did she say? She was like, oh, no, I don't think anyone ever really left. Or right. Something like that.
Right. Like, and I'm just like,
and then he was like, what? She's like, oh, no, nothing. Have a great day. Nice to meet you.
I have to go take care of my dad. I'm like, bitch, you need to start speaking up. Because folks are getting murked. Like, so that's essentially the premise of the movie. We won't give it away, but
it was trash.
It was absolute trash.
Everybody died.
Everybody? Everybody? Everybody did die.
After we were just like, we're not getting.
No, everybody didn't die.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Spoiler alert, nobody dies.
Or everyone dies. You have to watch to find out, which is true.
We're a mess right now. I'm sorry. But we're about as a mess as this movie was.
Right. We, between the two of us and Latia and Troy and Kitty, could have probably done a better job.
Yeah, honestly, I definitely know I could do a better job. If I were to give a letter grade, I'd say a D plus.
I might give it a C minus. I might give it a C minus.
I was thinking C minus.
It was scary. Like, there was, it had good jumps. Like the movie was good. Like, the general basis of it was good. So not the way.
Yeah.
It was just the acting was bad, but like they did have a lot of good like jump scares. Like they did set those things up.
The scares were probably the most authentic, like scary part of the movie. Mm-hmm. But like I've said, I'm scared of scary movies, and this shit I was like,
you were fine.
I'm completely fine. Like, what is going on? This isn't scary. However, every time there was a scary part, this one jumped, and then I subsequently was like, what is going on? So, you know, like, it did have a couple scares, but overall, meh.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I was going to say, though. So, with the family that moved in here, they moved in there after their mom had passed away. So, it's like a single dad and their three kids.
Yes.
The oldest sister's a bitch.
Yes.
And then the younger two kids are just out here being kids.
They're the ones who get
possessed
immediately.
You
could call it too.
They find the remains, and then all of a sudden
they start acting hella funny.
Weird as hell. But moving on to the movie that we're actually excited about.
The Conjuring. Oh.
Get it? You get it though?
Clap and go seek.
Hide and go clap.
I don't know,
actually.
I think it was that.
I think it is Clap and Seek.
I think it's Clap and Seek, actually.
I think you're right.
However,
I won't be playing that game anytime soon.
I won't be playing Hide and Seek anytime soon. I mean, have you seen that movie?
No, I have not seen the movie Hide and Go Seek.
Well, it's actually one of my favorites. Dakota Fanning, Robert De Niro. We should watch it, actually.
She's young, huh?
Yeah, but she's terrifying because she is a bloody good actress.
She's always been an amazing actress.
I don't know why I said bloody, like I'm from...
Bloody
like,
good actress.
Bloody good actress. But no, like... Anyways, that's not the movie we are reviewing. Reviewing The Conjuring.
What's The Conjuring about?
So, same kind of premise. There was a woman who studied witchcraft, and she put a curse on this home. And basically the curse was that anyone who lived on the property would kill their children. And then themselves. Something like
that. Some shit like
Everybody ended up dying who lived in that house, essentially, is the point. And so the house is haunted, there's ghosts everywhere, and it's based on a true story, which terrifies me 20 times more than if it had been fake, to be honest.
And it's like, so, there's this couple who they're like ghost hunters, and they're like these famous ghost hunters, and they're the ones who get called to help this family. And
they're played by Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson. Who, after seeing him in this movie, I realized actually plays in scary movies often.
He's in a lot of stuff. Yeah, he's good at that kind of creepy shit. But he's in a lot of the, he's in almost all of the, like, Conjuring films. Like, all of those series. Yeah, because they're, like, they're that couple. They're in the Annabelle movies and everything.
Are those based on a true story?
Yes, Annabelle's a real doll, girl. Anyways. But The Conjuring, so basically, they realize the house is haunted, which is the reason why that they're there.
Yes.
And the lady being the medium that she is, realizes that, like, what the purpose is. You know, they find out that, like, oh, you know, she possesses the mom.
The moms.
And kills the, to kill the kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do it quick enough. Before, like, the mom
got infected. And it was gross when she got infected.
She was so good at that role, though.
I was like...
Mm. Oh, she was really good at being a possessed demon.
Yeah.
She terrifying. Killed that shit. Like, and I think that's also what scared me, too. Like, her being just so intent on, like, killing her kids. Like...
Yeah.
Oh, freaky as shit.
Yeah. The part where she got possessed and the thing was, like, on the ceiling and it, like, threw up in her mouth, I was like, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Throw the whole movie away.
The part that fucked me up was when she was, like, standing by the riverbed and she's sitting under that tree and you could see the feet
dangling
behind her. Like,
no.
No. Had me on the edge of my seat. I screamed multiple times.
So many times. Like, this one had me good.
The worst part about it is that I've seen the movie before. Like, I watched it, I think, in theaters, like, when it first came out. But that was the only time I watched it.
Yeah, no.
And so it's been years since I've watched it. And as soon as, like, we started watching it and they did the whole clap thing, that's when I was like, oh, fuck, no. I remember this movie. I've seen this shit.
You're like, I already know why I haven't seen it again.
Yeah, no. It was just... It did a really good job. They did a really good job at playing on your fears. And
yeah. We actually filmed ourselves watching this one, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, you're going to...
If you're watching on YouTube, stay tuned for
those clips.
Screaming.
Yep. That was actually... And I was going to give a quick disclaimer. I had just gotten sick. Shantae and I both were actually sick during this, so... If you see me wiping my nose or coughing or blowing my nose, mind your business, okay?
Mind your business.
Don't tell me what I already know. I'm disgusting. I'm sorry.
Weak. So, yeah, that one was recommended to us by another podcast. Their name's Living Viscariously Podcast, and I think it's a play off words. I think it's supposed to be, like, vicarious and scary put into one because they are a true crime and horror movie podcast.
I fucks with it.
Yes. So they actually recommended that to us. Not everybody knows.
I know.
They recommend it to us on Twitter, so shouts out to them for, you know, recommending that to us. It was really fucking scary.
Yeah, they did a good one on that.
I know it's an old movie, but, like, there are reasons I haven't seen it until now, and that it's just a lot for me, personally. So, yeah, if I had to grade, give it a letter grade. Overall, an F, because I was terrified. But because of that, I'll give it, you know, like an A or a B.
I'd give it an A for sure.
I'm grading a little hard because I feel like my instinct is to grade higher. So I'm being a little bit of an asshole and giving them the grade lower.
Well, here's the thing, though. We have to start somewhere. So, like, the more scary movies that we watch, I think our grading scale will be better because, like, we'll know what to base it off.
Yes.
You know? Like, until something scares us more than The Conjuring. You know what I mean?
I don't need it.
Right. That I'm not necessarily looking for.
Like, look forward to those bloopers that I might start crying. And then, sorry. Next time, we will be reviewing two more, so please keep sending us those recommendations.
I think the next one we want to watch is Midsommar.
Yes, because that's been recommended a few times now.
That's just one of them. So we're definitely looking for a good second option. They were talking about Midsommar today at work. And they said that it's really twisted.
Oh.
Like, you're not going to expect it. So I really want to, I'm really excited.
Okay, so that's definitely on the watch list.
Yeah. I'm really excited
about
that one.
Stay tuned for that. Oh, and we tried to watch that one South Korean scary movie.
Oh, yeah. We just had a bad time.
We're going to have to pay attention next time we watch that one.
It was just bad timing because we were trying to do crafts.
We were trying to do a lot of things.
And we were sick, we were trying to do crafts. And it's not in English, so you have to read the subtitles.
Honestly, The Conjuring was the perfect one for what we were doing
because
we could be distracted and it wouldn't scare us as much, you know?
But still.
Terrified.
Horrible.
The whole time. So, Jazzy Jazz, what's going on in Seattle?
Man, too fucking much. Like we talked about, this is that time of year where there's just something going on, like, every other day in Seattle, okay? We have an event going on next week
yes.
that we're really excited about.
It's at Rendezvous.
Shout out to Rashid Smiley for putting this together and for having us out there. We'll be there doing interviews and just
with artists.
Yeah, sorry, doing artist interviews, as per usual.
But also, we'll probably be doing a couple of interviews with fans as well. So if you want to show up and get interviewed by us.
Yeah, come talk to your girls.
Yeah.
You want to pick your brain. Find out more about what makes y'all tick.
I'm dead.
On that note, what is going on after
Halloween
that?
Is happening.
Bitch.
And I'm super excited. We've got a couple of things lined up. Our other roommate has invited us to a mansion party.
Bougie bitches.
You know, and I'm excited about it. I said yes because I was like, I hope that it's decorated. I hope that it's kind of spooky. I might wear this costume again, even though nobody will know what I am. But that's that.
I'm probably going to be working.
Yeah, she works on all the fun days.
But on Halloween, there's a lot of events going on. So
yes.
I think I'm going to definitely make it a point to turn the fuck up on Thursday, October 31st.
Yes, there's actually a event going on at Amber, October 31st.
There's an event going on at Linda's Tavern on the 31st. They're having, like, a Halloween party there. Earl's.
There's something at Earl's.
Earl's always,
like, good on the Thursday night anyway.
Earl's always filled up on a Thursday.
So, yeah, we're going to be out. We're going to be active on Halloween. I don't see why not. And, what else? Oh, also, like I said last time, Zaneel Muhali's exhibit is still at the SAM until November 3rd. So you've got about 2 more weeks to try and catch that. I can't believe how fast October is flying.
I'm saying, because we said that we wanted to go and see that.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time.
Exactly.
We are running out of time.
So, other things going on. Another podcast in Seattle, Black in the City podcast, which has my girl Makita in it.
Hey, Makita!
They are hosting their 100th episode as a live event, a live show. It's called 2-2 Live Show. I hope I'm not being really dense by saying both twos, but I feel like that's right. I just think that's a really dope event. One, podcasting is, I think it's like up and coming in Seattle, but it's not booming and huge. And it's great to see, you know, people you know who have been grinding and doing it, just like keep pushing. And so, like, I think it's really cool. Like, it's a cool event to be a part of, and I can't wait to go and check it out. Wait to go see it and check it out. I don't know. But yeah, that's happening November 16th. It'll be a 2-hour show followed by a turn up. So, you know, it's a turn up celebration. Lego.
That's exciting. Yeah. That's really exciting. Super congrats, exciting. Congrats to them, because we're only, like we were talking about, this is only 21 episodes. Like, yeah. Y'all are out here working and cooking. Right. So, shouts out to y'all.
We hope to be on your level.
Seriously.
And then the day after, Summer Walker is coming to Seattle. She'll be at the Showbox on First Ave. However, tickets are sold out.
Tickets are sold out.
So
if you thought you were going and you don't got a ticket, you ain't.
I'm going. Oh, just kidding. I'm about to pay a lot of money for a resale ticket because that's a concert I refuse to miss.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I just ranted and raved about how good this album was.
True. You gotta go. You gotta go.
And also, the Portland show is sold out, which is, like, the next day. So, like, really, if you were about it, you're going to have to buy resale tickets anyways.
Yeah, if you really wanted to.
Yeah. So, those are the things going on in Seattle. We've also got a lot more coming up. So, please stay tuned. We've got something really big going on in December, and we can't wait to announce that and let you guys know more about that event.
We're really excited about that December event.
Really cool things.
You guys are out here busy. Thank you guys for sticking it through with us.
Yes, we're almost a year into this, and we're really flourishing and putting out a lot of really great content. So we're excited to continue.
Yeah.
Let's recap it, though.
Let's recap and reach up. I like that. Getting sick, obviously, not the fucking way.
Every time we get sick, we say that.
It's, right, it's never the way. Who gets sick and is like, you know what? That was so much fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Emily getting married.
The way.
Absolutely the way. Again, congrats to y'all. That's my bitch. I love her.
For real. Love is so beautiful.
It is.
Song of the week. Over It by Summer Walker.
It's the whole album.
Yeah. It's the way.
The whole album.
Like, the whole album is the way. I don't really have anything else I need to say about it.
I can agree with that for sure. I'm gonna say, for me, my songs of the week are the way. They're very fitting, and they're actually good songs. Like, I don't know why in the back of my mind I have the stipulation that they're supposed to be bad or corny or whatever.
Is it from a children's movie?
I guess something, but like, they're good. And Snoop Dogg, I really wish I could hear you in this song. I'm sorry.
Right? Can somebody point out?
I really want to know
Snoop Dogg is?
Yeah, I want to know specifically what he is saying in these songs. I want to be there.
Yeah, give us the timestamp.
So my song's the way. Me not being able to distinguish Snoop Dogg's voice, not the way. Not the fucking way.
Yes, I feel like that should be an automatic.
I'm saying, no, exactly. And I think that's why I'm mainly upset, because it's like, everybody should know Snoop's voice. Like, that's.
But honestly, in this song, there's nobody in there that sounds like Snoop Dogg. Mm. So, it's understandable.
Snoop don't even sound like Snoop.
We played a category.
Ooh.
That's the way.
That was the way, but me losing was not the way.
I know a lot of scary movies.
I guess.
Don't be upset.
I'm bitter about it. Whatever. I'll win the next one.
Maybe. And then our
Spooky Season Movie Review Series is the fucking way. And that fucking catchphrase or whatever.
Is the way.
Is the way.
We really have to write that down and remember it, though, because I'm going to be upset if we forget it next week.
Yeah, I probably absolutely will.
Exactly.
The Remains.
Not the way.
Yeah.
All overall, I'm going to say Not the Way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but we always want to keep it.
Yeah. Up, so. I'm not an actress. I'm not a director. It's obviously not my thing. But as a consumer, Not the Way.
Yeah, I didn't love it too much, so. And then The Conjuring.
The Way.
Yes.
Scary as fuck, but The Way.
Yeah. Definitely, you guys did your job. Bravo to you. Hats off. I won't be watching any of the sequels or Annabelle, so.
Maybe it was Hide and Go Clap? Hide and Go Clap. Clap and Hide.
I don't think.
I'm still trying to figure out what that fucking game is called.
We're gonna figure out what it is and drop it in there. Or somebody tell us what it is in the comments. There we go. So, Jazz, take us out.
I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in with us this week. Before we close out, let's give you guys our social media. You can find me on the gram at JazzyMonet93. That's JazzyMonet93. It's actually the same for Snapchat as well, if you want to be creepy and follow me on the Snapchat.
Don't do it. I feel like Snapchat's really personal.
For me, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shantae, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SorryBoutIt. That's SRY_BoutIt. On Twitter, I've changed my name to Lil Hayes, but yes, that is me.
I didn't know that.
Jasmine thought we had some secret fan named Lil Hayes, and I was like, no, that's...
Because they were, okay, so I'm mainly on our Twitter page, and I was, like, scrolling through and realizing that, like, this person, Lil Hayes, was literally, like, liking and retweeting everything for, like, the past, like, week or two, and I'm like, hell yeah. And like she said something about how she had to change all of her stuff and this and oh no, about how she was going by a different name.
I'm going by Hazel.
She's going by Hazel. And then she was like, I got my new rapper name too. She said Lil Hayes. And that's when I was like, yeah. Is that you on Twitter?
It dawned.
Has that been you on Twitter this whole fucking time?
This whole time. Yes.
That is fun.
So that is me. You can find me at sorry_about_it. Then you can find us at The Way Jazz and Tay on Instagram, The Way JT on Twitter, and you can also find us on Facebook. So.
So, if you ain't following us on one of those platforms, then what the fuck is you doing?
Hayden.
Oh, that's a good answer. I like it.
I like it.
I'm just saying. Spicy. All right, guys. Thanks for checking this out. We'll see you guys next week. We love you. Bye. Thanks.